This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You. It's the Ides. I guess probably plural. These are the Ides of August. The 15th is upon us. Tuesday, the great way for you to start the day is the DJB show. I'm about to say, because McFadden is here, welcome to the Good Day program, which is something that I said for how many years?
27? 30?
No, this is, we will begin in October, our 30th year. All the hoopla. This is where, shall I have a little sour grapes? Let's start with some sour grapes.
No, don't do that.
No, okay. I won't do that. Let's talk about people in the news with Jennifer Horn,
yes.
Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden in because Kara Schillen is taking a couple of days off. Kylie Jenner and the makeup brand with that name. The idea that somebody, because of a name, could have a brand worth $1 billion in the next 5 years just because of the name? Or am I missing something? Have you ladies used Kylie Jenner's makeup?
Didn't someone's lips, like, fall off because of Kylie Jenner's lipstick?
Well, there was
Am I making that up?
No, I don't know about lips falling off, but that would be bizarre.
I'm being dramatic.
I know, but something, there are a lot of counterfeits.
Imploded?
It wasn't her stuff, but there are a lot of counterfeits that are being made and sold in stores and on Amazon. It's all fake stuff, and it's pretty toxic.
Really?
So she's been trying to track down whoever's making all this counterfeit stuff and profiting from her brand and her name. Yeah, I'm sure it's all junk made in China.
Yeah.
How does it get into the stores, though? These buyers, they obviously know who they should or should not buy from, shouldn't they?
Amazon's the big one, though. Amazon,
yeah.
You have to be careful with cosmetics specifically. I mean, I love Amazon, and I use it for a lot of things. But with cosmetics, it seems that it's more of a problem there when you have the knockoffs. You have to really look and see, like, Tanner. Like, I bought some Saint-Tropez Tan on Victoria's recommendation, and you really have to look. There's several different people who offer it. You have to make sure you're getting the real deal.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, you tried the Saint-Tropez Tan?
I use that stuff.
Yeah.
You should try it.
It's great. But I bought mascara that was supposed to be Lancome, and it was not. And my left eye, I sent pictures to the girls. I look like Conor McGregor punched me in the left eye. It was so swollen. I was on antibiotics for a week. Yeah, you have to really be careful with Amazon. Just, it's,
all right, so
it's scary.
Kylie Jenner is the youngest of the Kardashians, 20 years old. And in less than 2 years, this company has made $420 million in sales. It sounds like something for Shark Tank.
She doesn't need Shark Tank, by the way.
Really?
It took Estee Lauder's Tom Ford beauty line a decade to get $500 million, so it's the fastest growing label in the history of makeup. And what I look at when I see this sort of stuff is not only what it is about the name. This is the Kardashian clan redux. Kylie Jenner, 100 million followers. What's her claim to fame other than she's a partial Kardashian and she's married? She's a daughter
she's got
of
a zillion Instagram followers, which gives her instant sales.
Why?
And she's had about $1 billion worth of plastic surgery. So she's
already
like 16. Oh yeah.
Did she get it
Thank
as a part
Chris
of
Jenner.
Getting her father changed into her mother, or what is her relationship?
Oh no,
with
she
her
did
father?
That before that.
Father, what does she call her father? Mom.
Dad?
What does he call mom?
They still call her dad.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. Right. I think that was too. But
I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry, Victoria.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I always feel sorry for Kendall and Kylie because I think that's one of the things you don't think of when someone makes, you know, we empower people and we're like, yes, live your life, do what you want to do. And that's great for Caitlyn. But you have a family who called you dad for their whole life, and now you have to figure out how that impacts them. It's a little weird, I think. But, you know, okay, so on to Kylie. I'm going to admit it. She's my least favorite Kardashian. To me, she looks just, I don't know, maybe this
like
is just being mean.
Kid.
She looks, no, she doesn't look like a punk kid. She looks like a stripper. I mean, she does to me look like she is the dirtiest Kardashian, and believe me,
Miley
they
Cyrus
are all pretty
all
dirty.
Yeah.
But what drives me nuts is that, I don't know, I think my friend Courtney, because of the lipstick, her lip brand is really pretty. I haven't bought the lipstick, but it is fun to watch, and she has a Snapchat channel. So Courtney's like, oh, yeah, you should get her Snapchat. So every once in a while, I'll look at these Kylie Jenner videos, and I go, oh, my God, I just lost a minute of my life, because it's always Kylie Jenner wearing the bunny ear filter of Snapchat, putting making a duck face pout and putting lipstick on her arm so you can see what color that's her Snapchat. And I don't know, maybe I'm just too old. Maybe her brand is not made for me. I think that
I'm not a fan of her snap, but it's on Instagram. I mean, she started this brand because people, and I think her lips are enhanced or whatever that she's had done to her lips. Everyone loves her lips. So she was wearing, you know, different lip colors, and people started copying her. So she decided, I'm going to start my own company, and I'll make my own lip colors. And that's literally how this all started. It's just lip colors. I have several of them. They're actually really good. I wore one of them on my wedding day. It was a big joke at the table. Oh my God, the Kardashian Jenners are even at the wedding. But it's, you know, it's good stuff. And if she wasn't making good stuff, then it wouldn't be worth this much money, even if she had all these Instagram followers.
Let's go back. What is the genesis of this whole Kardashian? Was it the OJ trial and their father becoming a famous lawyer?
No, it was Chris selling Kim's sex tape.
Oh, wow.
That's what started it.
So you want to hear perhaps the most interesting side story that nobody will pick up on this? Every single thing that the Kardashian/Jenner clan does, 10% of it goes to who?
Definitely not me.
Nope.
The momager.
Nope.
I have no idea.
Well, Ryan Seacrest is their executive producer.
Ryan Seacrest gets.
But I don't think he gets their brand.
I think he does.
No, they have a bunch of TV shows. I mean, Kylie has her own TV show, and you know, Khloe had her spinoff. I mean, they all have their own.
Kim has a new beauty company too now. She has a new makeup thing. She launched it. This is the funny thing is Kim's bare ass is really the reason that all of us know who they are. And now she had to launch her beauty company through Kylie's. She had to start her whole thing that way through the youngest sister.
All right, next up on the Hit Parade, people in the news, Laura Lynn Cross. Who knows who Laura Lynn Cross is? Raise your hands, please.
One of my best friends is Laura Cross, but I'm hoping it's not the same person.
Laura Lynn Cross is a teacher. Laura had a baby.
Oh, yeah.
The father of the baby was one of her students, age 14.
Ugh. It's not the first time it happened.
No, this isn't. She had a three-year relationship with a boy, posed as his mentor so that he could move into her house. The youngster's father said he raised concerns with authorities about the pair being inappropriately close 5 years ago, but no action was taken. Ms. Cross resigned from her post as an English teacher at the high school in January 2 years ago. She began grooming him, and because of his age, he cannot be named because he's still underage. He apparently attracted her attention when he was in the eighth grade, and they started by having a night of swimming in her pool. And then he began staying the night with her. She convinced the mother to let her son move into her house in a court-approved partial parental custody agreement.
Oh.
She was arrested after police learned she'd given birth to the boy's baby 2 years ago. They're right on it there. The teenager's father contacted officers after being tipped off about the child. He criticized the school and the police for failing to take action.
You criticize yourself, Dad.
Yeah.
Really?
He says it was the failure of the system. What the hell are you talking about?
You are the system.
Parent, for God's sake.
You are the system.
My God. Everybody I talked to said my son was having sexual relationships with this woman.
But you didn't know for yourself.
What a moron. Unbelievable. And the teachers.
Guaranteed there's a lawsuit, and the father tries to get some money out of this from the county.
Did you see a picture of this woman?
No.
The teacher?
Yeah.
What does she look like?
She's kind of cute.
Well, you know, what was the original couple that with the student?
I was
and
trying
the,
to remember her name. Yeah.
They're still together.
Laterno.
Yeah,
Laterno?
They just got divorced.
Mary something Laterno.
Mary Gay Laterno or something?
They just got divorced.
Yeah. Oh, they did?
Yeah, about a month
Imagine
ago.
That. It didn't work out. Well, she lasted longer than you.
No, it did. It lasted like 15 years.
Yeah, they filed for divorce because he said they're staying together because there's something, either she's trying to get a job or he can't. There's something with a felony thing. Maybe he can't get a mortgage because she's a felon. I don't know. There was some explanation that the kid, he's probably like 30-something now, right?
Yeah,
I don't even know how old he is.
Yeah,
He explained that they are still together, though, even though they had to legally separate.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel better. Thanks.
I know.
Much better. Yeah.
I can rest easy tonight.
All right. One more name in the news. Alex Gordy. Nobody knows who Alex is?
Don't know that one either.
Never trust a man with two first names.
Alex Gordy. He runs HERE Technologies. He has done a study. Measurements from cell phones to find out how far you can get in an hour based on when you decide to leave, wherever it is you're leaving and wherever it is you're going. And so he is the product manager for this thing. For example, in Boston, you can drive 20 miles farther if you leave at 10 at night than if you leave at rush hour. 20 miles might not seem like a lot, but in New England, it's the difference now between being stuck. The traffic here is as bad as Los Angeles. It really is. You Mass Pike, 495, 128. After 3 o'clock, you can't move for hours. So the argument here is to get people to start doing flex schedules so they're not spending so much time. But more importantly, fuel. The amount of fuel that has been met. This company measured the amount of fuel that is used by people being stuck in traffic, wherever they are. Houston, for example. 50% of the fuel that is used by cars in Houston is sitting at idle in traffic jams. So what does that do to the pollution quotient that all the environmentalists are all worried about? And thinking about, okay, how do we fix a problem? You fix a problem by incentivizing. I've been saying this. Richie's heard me have this conversation for years. Why is it so difficult to the taxation system is a manipulative system. It's aimed at altering your behavior. So if they give companies a tax break, if you're going to cut the tax rates anyway, give them a break for having a split system. For the most part, almost every business I know of and you know of could work on a graduated schedule. Start the first shift at 7, the next one at 8, next one at 9, next one at 10, 12, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. And it would save 50% of the fuel that's used in Houston, and who knows how much else everywhere else. It's nothing but common sense. For me, anyway. Anybody think, why is this not being done?
I don't know.
Silence.
I don't know. It's a good point. I don't know.
Thank you. Good point.
Jennifer, has there been any word on if they're doing that in for the Olympics in L.A.?
Not that I have heard, no. Yeah. The weird thing is that with the Olympics in L.A., instead of dealing with any traffic issues or what might actually get people out of their car, they've instead decided to tax residents of L.A. and build new pieces of train. Yeah. So there you go.
Right. Is this no common sense whatsoever?
No.
None. Zero. It's
all it is just another. This was a huge game. LA gets the Olympics, but oh, by the way, we're going to also add all these pieces of train that no one's ever going to use, and you're going to have to pay for them, and we've got to do it in 10 years.
Prior to World War II, this is an FYI, prior to World War II, most military deaths were due to disease, not to being shot in battle. Isn't that interesting? I thought this is why I brought it to you. 21 after the hour. This is the DJB show.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Clear, is that the name of the song?
Out of the Woods.
Wow. Well, she is. That's the voice of Taylor Swift. How many would immediately recognize her voice? Jennifer, you would, right?
Yes.
And Victoria, you would, yes?
Sure, yeah.
Richie, would you recognize Taylor Swift in a lineup of musical?
Yeah, most of the time. That part there was a little bit hard. But right here, yes, definitely.
Justin Bieber.
I don't even mention Justin Bieber in the same sentence as her.
Okay.
This woman's got it going on, man. She knows the way she handled herself in this court case is.
Well, that's why she won.
Yeah.
Beautiful. The judge took swift action. You get it there? See what I'm doing? Swift action. The decision to take Swift to court, the judge said, may have been one of the colossal misjudgments in the history of the court or history of radio. This guy has become a symbol, this guy Mueller, of what not to do. This kind of stuff actually used to go on back in the 60s when these things got started, but it doesn't go on anymore for all kinds of obvious reasons. He was making $150,000 a year as a co-host of a morning program at a country station in Denver. And so when he got fired because he was drunk and he felt her up, he sued her and sued her mother and sued the radio station and sued the radio liaison for her. And so pretty much everybody knows the rest of the story, don't they, by now? Last Friday, the judge released her from the suit, and yesterday the jury found that none of the people were interfering with this guy's employment. And then they found that he had groped Swift and awarded the $1 in damages that she'd asked for. So there you go.
You know,
the sexual assault stuff goes on way too much.
I'm surprised that he found a lawyer to take his case.
Yeah, especially when there's a picture.
Win. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So how much of this stuff, never mind the music business, how much of this stuff goes on in general
in business. Right?
I can't imagine that there are many people on the planet that think they can get away with grabbing a celebrity's rear end. Okay, maybe this might happen in real life, but, I mean, give me a break. It's Taylor Swift. You don't think something's going to happen? You think you can walk up and do that?
The guy must have been hammered.
Yeah, she's not going to take that.
No.
He must have just been sloshed because, I mean, and maybe that's why he says he doesn't remember it. I mean, maybe he really doesn't remember it because I don't understand why you think you'd get away with it.
It's such a bold move, yeah. Yeah. It's interesting, a few other female singers, Nelly Furtado and Kesha and I think maybe even Lady Gaga, have all said that they've also had very uncomfortable encounters with radio staff backstage at meet and greets because they get drunk. They're backstage at a party, you know, at a concert. Ooh, they're out of their element, and they just take it way too far. Nelly Furtado actually said that she's been on the wrong end of a few radio staff DJs taking, you know, crossing the line, as she called it. So this is something that it seems to happen more than you would think.
All right, Rich, you got some Britney Spears music there, I believe.
Always.
You do. As we rejoice. Her debut album, Baby One More Time, is getting a limited release on vinyl. 2,500 pink and white copies of the album are going to be sold through Urban Outfitter, with pre-order running now and delivery planned in November. Why? What's the connection with Urban Outfitter and this and Britney Spears and...
Well, Urban Outfitters is just, they've been responsible for a lot of vinyl sales reaching post-millennials, yeah.
Huh. Why Urban Outfitter, though? Isn't that interesting?
It's a cool store.
Yeah. You can wear records. Outfit yourself with some wax, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Urban Outfitters, 28 after the hour.
Dealing with death. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A woman who lost her child went to the great teacher to ask for help. She asked him if he could bring her child back to life. The teacher simply replied that he would need a mustard seed from a house in which no death had occurred. The woman then went door to door for months, each time encountering others who lost loved ones as well. Eventually, she realized the great teacher's lesson. As painful and as gut-wrenching as it is, death has struck all households. Dealing with death isn't easy. It isn't supposed to be. But one thing is for certain. If you're dealing with death, you're not alone. For more on emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them.
Huh?
I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Got to point 34 after the hour. It's time for a discussion. Well, the time continues. There are all kinds of bits and pieces of information every day produced on the DJV show, and you can listen to one of our podcasts or every podcast, have it automatically delivered to your smartphone, your tablet, wireless device, whatever. Go to blogtalkradio.com. All right, Richie? blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. You can get the podcast on iTunes as well. Anyway, you can get a podcast.
TuneIn, Stitcher, wherever.
Yep, right. And you can also hear on the TuneIn side the whole program unedited every day. Right? TuneIn Radio, you search for Doug Steffen now. So what's the better thing? If you want the whole thing, the whole Megillah, you go to TuneIn Radio. If you want the podcast of the show that is edited down to, what is it, about an hour and 34 minutes. Remember we used to do that? We're on the air for all these hours, and then we had to get melted down to an hour and 34 minutes. Hello.
Hey, man, it's just the best of.
The best of. Okay, so who's surprised to
learned that North Korea's missile program likely started in the Soviet Union. Intelligence
Nobody.
Agencies.
And funded by Iran.
Well, funded in part by Iran, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. The Chinese are not involved, apparently. Some people thought they were, but they, there is a sort of a, now a backwards motion. The engines used from, or on these, they've, apparently somebody dug one of these things out of the ocean. I don't know how they did it, but they're studying it. The engine came from a former Soviet factory.
By the way, that somebody was our United States government.
Well, the guy—I mean, somebody—the Navy went and found it, and
right.
I mean, yeah, there wasn't somebody.
It's not like two guys, Bob and Tom, went and dug it out of the ocean.
Bob and Tom aren't on the air anymore. Tom retired. Here's a review. As much as I kind of want to stay away from what went on in Charlottesville, because I don't think at this point anything comes out of it. We've had all our discussions, but from the point of view of a radio entrepreneur, a fellow that runs a bunch of stations in Charlottesville, thought it was interesting to get his perspective because the radio people were all over. There's no real television, local television there, but the local radio, the good radio stations are run by a really very good group. There's a company called Saga that is, I think, Richie, Victoria, I don't know, everybody
yep.
knows who they are in the business. I don't want to get too inside, but it's probably the best run of the smaller to medium-sized groups. And they have four radio stations in Charlottesville. So the news was covered well because they believe in having good, strong news programs. This group does. The fellow that runs them was interviewed by one of the trades. And he said the community, I didn't realize this. Because I didn't pay any attention. I didn't know this was going on. But they were aware that this rally was going to take place for a month. Really?
It was on the news here in D.C. for a month that they had applied for it and that they got approved and it wasn't approved and going back and forth. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So is there any discussion about why? You got to wonder what went on. Is there in the city council in Charlottesville had to hear and give a permit to these people?
Yep.
They got a permit. This is what smells a little funny about this story. And I don't know. Okay, so they're given the permit.
Yeah.
They know they're going to be there.
Yeah.
And by the way, these white supremacist jerks were actually acting like, I mean, they were actually peacefully protesting. Now, they were protesting using terrible, horrible language. And, you know, there's no question about that. Sadly, the freedom of speech actually covers that. It was when these anti-fascists showed up that they started brawling, and that's where these 39 people got injured,
yeah.
And then one of these jerks, white supremacists, murdered this woman who's on the street who was not part of either
anything.
Group. But here's the weird part. The police were given a stand-down order, and there is reporting on this all throughout the weekend.
Terry McAuliffe.
Really?
So why in the world?
Our governor.
Oh,
or maybe, I mean, maybe the mayor. I mean, look, the mayor has been very critical and has been using this for some political posturing as well. Why in the world? I mean, this whatever happened in Charlottesville this weekend would not happen in New York.
Dropped.
It wouldn't happen in Washington, D.C. It would not happen in Los Angeles. It would not happen in a big city.
Wouldn't get a permit.
Because police would go in. Right.
No, they,
I mean, look, in Seattle,
the permit,
there was a...
But they would control. They would keep the two factions apart.
I mean, in Seattle on Sunday, there was a rally.
They let this war happen.
Right. There was a rally in Seattle this weekend that it was very tense. But what happened? The police broke it up and they kept it so that no one got injured. Okay, so
well, there was
going on here? Where's
silly
the story?
Silly String set off some tear gas. Did you see that part? That the people were gassed in Seattle because there was Silly String being sprayed around, and then some of the police fired some tear gas into the crowd?
Yeah, but this doesn't answer the question. I mean, for the most part, everybody that was in Seattle was not injured. No one died in Seattle. Why in Charlottesville is either the mayor or the governor or whomever telling police officers to get out of there? The police officers were told to leave the scene. Why would that happen? It's a question that should be answered because we have to figure out how this shouldn't happen again.
And, and they should be smart enough to know that you are going to have professional protesters coming in there, and it's going to get a little crazy. Why would you pull them back knowing that? This wasn't peaceful protesters on either side.
Okay, so what was
Everybody
it?
Was looking to mix it up.
What? So was this domestic terrorism? Was it a hate crime? Was it both? Was it neither?
On whose part? What do you mean?
This. The attack this woman that was killed, the guy driving into the crowd, the exercise itself.
Well, that seems like a domestic terrorism incident, right?
I would have thought.
If that happened in any other foreign country, we call it terrorism, right, so why not call it terrorism
and
here?
And is it a hate crime?
Well, the administration is calling it domestic terrorism. I mean, they're investigating this in two different federal departments. Forget about the local investigation, but the FBI and the Department of Justice are investigating this as an act of domestic terrorism. So I don't think that there's a question about that. My question comes with, were some of the officials, and this is horrible to say, but were some of the officials in Charlotte hoping that something like this would happen so that they could create some sort of narrative or story from it?
Why?
And
what
I think
would
that's
be their,
really the sad
how do they
state
win?
Of affairs. And, but you know what? My distrust of government is so great that I believe that that's a possibility.
Yeah, me too. But I wonder
who benefits
from that.
They attach it to
Donald Trump and, you know, call Donald Trump a racist and a Nazi.
Who benefits Governor McAuliffe? Who benefits the mayor, Mayor Singer?
And let me tell you something.
But how do they both benefit when
McAuliffe will be in the presidential circle running for the Democrats
in 2020.
I think this
is total career suicide for him. I don't think anything. I mean, as a Democrat, this to me makes him look awful. Yeah. I don't think this makes him look better
at
all.
Leader, you don't get.
No, I think he looks like a jackbutt.
That's only if people talk about the stand down. Most people are not talking about that. They're just hearing Terry McAuliffe say, well, Trump's a failure, he's a racist, and starting this whole narrative when, I mean, look, we could debate, I guess, about that all day long. I happen to think that he acted swifter than the past administration, but that doesn't necessarily matter, I guess.
If these guys, if these jerks, the Nazis, just would have been ignored, we wouldn't even be talking. Nothing would have happened. We wouldn't have been talking about this.
But the hate side.
They would have lost. That's the thing.
How many people are under arrest now?
You fed them. You gave them what they wanted.
15, 16 people under arrest? How many people are under arrest?
Yeah, I don't even know.
At this point. And what do they face in court? What charges do they face? I'd like to. That's what I want to see come out.
The driver of the car.
The driver.
He didn't get a bond hearing. I mean, he's done.
Yeah. But you're right, Doug.
He's also a bad actor.
Lessons learned under the circumstances. Sports news coming up in a matter of moments. I was introduced to this remarkable product called Balance of Nature. Fruits, veggies. To say it's amazing is an understatement. All of you, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Richie, are going to get some of the product from Balance of Nature because of what it provides. You will find, I think, this to be a fabulous, on my part, I think it's a fabulous find, frankly, if I do say so myself. It has all these balances. You know how I am when it comes to eating and focusing on products like this. This provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different ripened fruits and vegetables every single day. It costs, in terms of the servings, 22 cents a day for you to have this. Think about that. You know, 22 cents for a Balance of Nature supplement.
What did that Starbucks coffee cost you?
$5, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies help boost the immune system over 720%. They provide a health coach at no charge to you to guide you with any questions you have anytime. This is an amazing product line. I'm so happy we're talking about it so we can pass the information along to you so you can have better overall health. You can also check out all their testimonials at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. You need this product in your life. So take my advice. Take our advice. Get on the line. Dial 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure to let them know that you heard it here on the DJV program. Use the promo code Good Day. I don't know why they use the promo code Good Day. They should use the promo code DJV. But anyway, discounts galore. Use the promo code Good Day. That's balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Good Day.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, bucket, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, optional on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym and a bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offers, like 0% APR financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Microchips don't replace a tag and collar, but they can make a big difference when it comes to getting your pet back. That's why the American Veterinary Medical Association encourages you to make sure your pets are microchipped and to check their information on August 15th as part of National Check the Chip Day. Here's Dr. Mark Helfat of Philadelphia.
Microchipping is great. In my office, we almost microchip 50% of all the animals. I can do it on an office exam in about 15 seconds. So it doesn't need any type of sedation or anything.
And what about the future?
Who knows? There may come a day when a microchip can actually start telling us about the pet's health, what its blood pressure is, what its kidney values are. I mean, I think there's a lot of open area here to get digital information without actually having to do these things right in your office.
Today's Microchip Minute is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit AVMA.org to learn how microchipping increases your pet's chances of returning home if lost.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Let's get into the sports items of the day that are of interest. Jennifer, Ric Flair has had surgery. What happened?
A nature boy. I love him. I love wrestling. Yeah, two-time WWE Hall of Famer Ric Flair has emerged from surgery and is resting. However, the prognosis remains unknown as to the specifics of the surgery. Flair's family, including his daughter Ashley, who wrestles as Charlotte, she's the world champion, or she just was the world champion in WWE, are said to be with him in the hospital. She had to come back from China and their tour. Flair was put into a medically induced coma early on Monday in advance of the surgery. A representative for him initially downplayed the hospitalization on Saturday for what was described as, quote, routine monitoring. The situation, however, escalated pretty quickly, and the representative tweeted late Sunday night asking for prayers for Flair, saying that he was facing some tough medical issues. Doctors have called his condition grave.
So what happened to him? What did he do?
No one knows.
Some sort of heart condition that he developed, I guess, years ago, he talked about.
Yeah. Did he take a lot of steroids?
Alcoholic cardiomyopathy.
He does drink. I don't know about the steroids.
All right, so that's the sad news on Ric Flair. It's 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour in the DJB Experience, brought to you by Track Phone. Be a total boss. Get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. Tech Talk with a focus on, actually, a number of things here. I see Amazon gets the first two calls, though, Victoria. Same day delivery. You see that Amazon is showing interest in healthcare, and people in the healthcare business are getting nervous.
Did prescriptions, you, that's
well, yeah, the prescription drug business.
Yeah,
they are sending all kinds of signals they want to get into healthcare. I saw this on a CNBC report that they want to. I wonder what they have to pay wholesale for it, and then you know whatever the markup is, it's the markup. I don't see how it would affect the drug companies themselves. It would affect the drug stores, Walgreens,
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right, we get the information on Amazon in its purest form from Victoria, who is pure as the driven snow right after this.
There's only one way to feel like a total boss. Switch your family to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. Hook up your loved ones with four lines on America's largest, most dependable network for only $25 per line per month. Have fun with that unlimited talk and text, plus 15 gigs of high-speed data. Mayor of Bosstown. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at Walmart. Plan features, coverage, and limitations may vary. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
All right, so faulty, these glasses, we're all concerned or wondering or interested in the eclipse, which is scheduled for the 21st. So now you better look out, though, right? Isn't there Yeah. I thought we were talking about this yesterday. I didn't know they were on Amazon, these glasses that are no good.
Oh, yes. So if you search for Eclipse glasses on Amazon, roughly 10,000 results come up.
Ooh.
So it turns out you have to be very, very careful. Just like, you know, you shouldn't buy makeup and beauty products and things like that. Sometimes from Amazon, it's counterfeit. These glasses turned out to be counterfeit. Amazon has tried to get ahead of the problem. They have emailed some people saying you may have purchased counterfeit glasses. You're entitled to a refund. If you have bought glasses for yourself or for your grandchildren or your kids, make sure that they're the real deal, because kids staring at the sun, any person staring at the sun, you can have a lot, you can make a lot of damage that's permanent to your eyes.
And, it's easy. If you look on the side of the glasses, there is a rating code on it, and it should say ISO 12312-2.
Right.
Now, you may not remember that, but just if you just search Eclipse glasses safety code, it will come right up. And if it doesn't have that code on them, don't wear them.
Yeah, part of the problem is that some of those codes are on some of the ones claiming that they're verified by NASA, and it turns out that that might not be true. So it's really.
Oof.
But the best thing is 4,500 libraries across the country are giving away free verified NASA glasses. Find a local library, go and see what books look like, and just go and get them from there.
Also, so is one of our county parks or state parks right near our house. If you go to the office at the state park there, they're giving them away as well.
Go
and Warby Parker stores across the country are also giving them away free. So
that's a great line. Go and see what books look like. Go to the library. That's very good.
I mean, I'm just as guilty.
All right, same day delivery service. I had no idea Google was going into this business. Google Express, when did that start?
Google Express started last November. They began as, they were calling themselves Google Shopping Express, and it was just in San Francisco while they were testing it out. Now it's across the entire U.S. They are way behind Amazon Prime. However, they are being rated now by a lot of people, professional shoppers and online critics, and apparently Google Express is doing pretty well. There are a few downsides. Some people say that their app is better than Amazon Prime now. The Amazon Prime will give you within a 1 or 2 hour window of delivery, and Google Express only does it by the end of the day, so that's a little bit on the downside. Google Express will allow you to shop from 33 major cities and as well as 28 major stores, Walgreens, Whole Foods, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and some smaller stores, Paragon Sports, things like that. So you can actually order whatever you want from those stores, and Google Express will deliver it. Amazon will not. Amazon only delivers within their own marketplace. So there's, you know, upside and downside to both of them. And they're both comparably priced. The more flexible of the two is Google Express. You don't need a 1-year subscription. You can just pay by month, and it's $10 a month.
Being a total boss, get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. 4 lines on America's largest network for $25 per line per month. Learn more at TotalWireless.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.